It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already the end of March, March 28th and 29th, depending on when you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on the 28th, it runs at 9:05, and if you're listening to this on the 29th, Sunday, it runs at 7:05. Big shout-out to my guest last weekend, Dr. Richard Berryman, one of our great in-house dental consultants, who was talking about proper oral health, and, of course, talking about things like hygiene and our health, dental hygiene, as well as our health oral wellness program, and so forth. And obviously with COVID-19, just so everybody knows, basically the instructions from the American Dental Association and the New Hampshire Dental Society have been that they're telling dentists and oral surgeons only do procedures, you know, that are emergent, that are in emergency situations. So that's still the advice. We're taping this, so I'm going to assume that's still the advice. So obviously you can, you know, contact your own dentist to see. But generally speaking, unless it's an emergency, you're not supposed to go see the dentist. So this was going to be a lively show because this is actually my 10 years of doing this radio show. It dates back to 2011, and I have a list of all of the shows, all the people that I have spoken to, you know, through or dialogued with and interviewed over the last 10 years. But one of my special friends who has helped me in this business, because basically I'm a dental insurance company CEO who dabbles in the radio, but with me this weekend is Ken Kale, who of course has his own live radio show Mondays through Friday and was a longtime announcer for the Manchester Monarchs and many other sports teams. And as people that have listened to me know, after Bob Wilson, a famous Boston Bruins radio announcer, Ken is my favorite radio announcer on hockey. Ken, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Tom, it is my pleasure, and congratulations on 10 years of great shows. You've never missed a week, and all great topics, and always a pleasure to listen to every weekend.
Thank you, Ken. And never mailed it in. There was one year when, Ken, you may remember, but like I literally ruptured my quad tendon, something that Oladipo had from Indiana, right? Yep. Of course, I know the NBA is closed down, but he still isn't back this year. So I had that very same thing. I had a full-length cast, but still did not mail in the show because the Pulse people, Brian at the time, actually came to Delta Dental, and we taped at Northeast Delta Dental. So I've never missed a show. Not as long necessarily as, how many years of the Monarchs did you do in a row?
Well, pretty much 17 straight years of Monarchs hockey. Yeah. Yeah. And only in the last season when we, my last season anyway, when they did not schedule to do a lot of the road games, I never missed one.
Yeah.
In 16 years. So, a lot of consecutive games, but that was fun. And I know what you're doing, especially in at this time, is very stressful. And so that's why I have to take an occasional Friday off to let you host my program.
Okay, so to let you in on inside baseball. So I always, so when Ken was doing more sports broadcasting, there were times where I got to fill in, and of course I always realize how difficult it is to do a live show for 3 hours. So as you know, Ken, for when you would let me fill in, I would bring in like five guests, including Justice Broderick, to talk about mental health. And of course everybody knows John, he is incredible mental health awareness. He has changed the game on that. We talk mental health now very comfortably in New Hampshire, whereas candidly 3 years ago was always on the hush hush. So I always ask John one question and that fills up an hour. So yeah. It's good. So I commend you for, I don't know how you fill up every day, you know, two and a half to 3 hours, but congratulations to you as well.
Justice Broderick and you have done a great work in that regard to mental health, and we all are appreciative of that.
You know, one thing I was thinking about this show in the 10 years, because as everybody knows, if you go on, or may know, if you go on anydelta.com, we have a pretty terrific website, but there is a radio section on it. And we have listed out every single show. So if you don't believe me, the inaugural program, that's a hard word to say. So the initial program, the first one. The first one. That's one thing I've learned. There's certain words, there's two or three words, like in my, and I won't tell you what, that's one of them. I won't tell you what the other two are. I, for some reason, have a difficulty saying. So it's always best, instead of trying to overcome that, just use a different word.
That's right. That's right. Oh, so, I think everybody has certain words that are tough for them. I really do. I know I do.
So my first, yeah. So my very first show was March 26th, and we had a co-host, Jack Heath, who is now at a different station, and it was actually Jack's idea that one way of getting the oral health message out there was at the retail level, was to have a radio show. And as Ken knows, because we get, when we're on Fridays, we get all sorts of calls offline where people, God, I had so much fun listening to you talking about, you know, the 70s baseball, whatever. Yeah. So there's no more Arbitron ratings, right? So we don't know exactly who listens, but we do know anecdotally people love to listen to radio.
They do. They really do. And I think they like to reminisce, when, and certainly when they hear you and I talk about the Impossible Dream Red Sox of 1967 and, you know, the Celtics of years gone by, and remembering what Tom Brady did as a member of the New England Patriots.
Exactly. If we have time, we'll get into that. But, you know, but honestly, with the COVID-19, I've been so focused, and we will talk about that. I mean, it's just to be relevant, but I'm spending an incredible amount of time, rightfully so, you know, communicating, you know, with my own employees, many of whom now obviously are working from home. We had a response team that went immediately into action. So many people already had access from home, but others didn't. So we methodically gave most everybody that could, that has access to the internet, access from home. Most of our jobs can be done from home, but there are a couple jobs remaining. We still are getting U.S. mail, and I haven't kind of figured out yet how that can be picked up without a human being on site. So we have a small skeleton crew of mailroom people who pick up the mail, including claim forms, of course, from our dentist. But, of course, as already mentioned, there are only emergency procedures being done, so that's way down. Plus, we also get many of our claims electronically, or say 60%. So I've encouraged our dental offices to the extent you see patients, you know, submit electronically, so then we don't have to worry about the, because who knows if the U.S. mail is going to continue.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are so many things that to think about these days, and I can imagine that so many people are you know, doing things in different ways to try and get around this this virus that is very contagious. So we have to be very, very careful, as you well know.
And so I thank you and the Binney Media team for allowing me to come in and do this program. So, and then the other area, of course, is human customer service. So we have we're renowned for, you call Delta Dental, you get a human being. And while I'm certain, if we had enough time, we could connect everybody to their home phones and make it work. But right now, our great people in customer service are still coming in. But since nobody else is in the office, we've totally spaced everybody out. So, and that, by the way, includes the mailroom. So, like, so even though we do, candidly, you know, maybe 10% of our employees are in, those 10% are, you know, totally, you know, spaced out. So we're following all the guidelines. And of course, at some point, if the government said that you can't even have your skeleton crews in there, obviously we'd respect that. But one thing I've learned in this is transparent, clear, unambiguous communication. You can't have long communications if people aren't reading. You got to get to almost like bullets. You cannot be vague. You have to be clear. But one other thing I would say to leaders out there, and it's something I picked up from the Wizard of Westwood. You know who that is, Ken?
John Wooden.
You got it. So he won 10 out of 12 NCAA national championships. In effect, the way I like to describe, he was kind of like the Red Auerbach of NCAA basketball.
But didn't smoke cigars.
And, you know, he used to have his program and sit on the bench with the rolled up program. But one thing he said was, be quick, but don't rush. So before I send the send button, I want to get the information out to employees and our dentists. But I reread it to make sure, because the last thing you want to do is, you know, make a commitment or say something that's incorrect, a commitment you can't fulfill, or a statement that isn't valid. So you don't want to do analysis paralysis. And I like the expression, you know, perfection is the enemy of the good, because you got to get the information out. So you don't want to spend, you know, 2 weeks doing, you know, one email that's perfect. Meanwhile, the COVID-19 virus has spread. On the other hand, if you get out wrong information, then that creates other issues. So sure. What I try to do is I kind of follow the Wizard of Westwood, which is be quick, but don't rush. Mm. Words to that.
Great advice, too. I mean, not only during this time, but, throughout your daily lives.
Exactly. So, you know, so getting back to why we started the program, and Ken remembers this. So in 2010, 1 or 2 years after President Obama started, the Affordable Care Act was passed, and basically we thought at the time it would transform healthcare from pretty much being employer-based to pretty much being retail. In other words, it would change my business from business to business, sometimes affectionately known as B2B, to business to consumer, or B2C. And of course, communicating to 100 individuals at the employer versus just one HR person is a whole different game, requires a lot more resources, a lot different techniques. So one of the things we thought was we could use radio to get that oral health message out, and that's turned out to be the case. So originally I thought most of my shows, and we often have shows on oral health, like I said, last week's show was Dr. Berryman. But then since I'm on so many boards, I started to get the not-for-profit boards, you know, on the show, and now there's no shortage of not-for-profits in New Hampshire. So, you know, 10 years later, I'm not sure if I still touched every not-for-profit in New Hampshire. So I always say to Ken, when he allows me to come on Fridays, thanks for the opportunity, because it really, we've been able to shed some light on some great not-for-profits, ranging from the Discovery Center to the Capital Center of the Arts, to, you know, ones that involve health and human services. So, Ken, you know the drill. I got to pause for commercial, otherwise J Dog's going to kill me.
Yes, he won't be happy if you don't.
Okay, Tom Raffi will return with the incomparable. I'm giving you that name, the incomparable Ken Keel, not Peter. Although I love Peter too. All right, please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio for the 10-year anniversary show, and there is no better guest I could have than Ken Keel, who has obviously his own radio show and great, great friend, and this is running March 28th and 29th, and so for all my running friends, suffice to say, and I've done a lot of these emails as well, all races that I'm aware of through April have been canceled, and now I have to start thinking about, candidly, the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, which is in June over Father's Day weekend. That will be the call of the auto road, not Northeast Delta Dental, but originally I thought, well, no problem with that, but I'm not sure about that at this point.
I don't think there's any certainty in too many places as to when things are going to resume and life will become normal again. I mean, even being able to sit down at a restaurant to dine is up in the air. And, you know, you can't do it right now. And who knows when you'll be able to resume something seemingly as simple as that.
Exactly. And that's part of, even though we're the Congress and the president are doing step to infuse the economy with money, but if you can't spend it on going to a restaurant, I know like National Marriott is laying off people.
Yeah.
And if you can't go to a hotel, you can't fly anywhere. So then that money is good, so you can pay the rent, which is important, and maybe pay your healthcare bills and things like that. But it's going to be hard to take that money and infuse it anywhere if you're not allowed to go to a restaurant.
No, very true. They can give us all the money they want, but again, there aren't many places to spend it except on, you know, necessities like rent and food, obviously. So we don't know what that status is going to be at the moment, but as we tape, but everything is in flux right now. I don't, you know, baseball says it's not going to start until at least May 15th, but it probably won't even start then, the way things are going.
Exactly. And then for my Fisher Cats friends, and so when I had Mike Ramshaw on the show 2 weeks ago, this was right before the egg hit the fan with COVID-19. So we were talking about, you know, opening day being mid-April. But basically for the listening audience, the Fisher Cats in general will start 2 weeks after Major League Baseball starts. So if Ken's saying that Major League Baseball might start on May 15th, then you're talking about a June 1st minor league season.
Yeah, exactly. And a very abbreviated one at that.
So, it is definitely serious. And I think I've tried to take a real measured approach. I started with making sure our employees are safe, getting them home where they could. Those people that do have to come in, and it's a small number of people and they're spaced out, we're giving them a premium payment to come in. Plus, they can always, you know, still use their judgment. We're also giving an emergency earned time, too. So, because the other part of this, too, Ken, is that if you're a grandparent, which I know you are, or a mom or dad that has child care responsibilities, the schools are all closed.
Yeah.
So what I've said to employees, if you have access to the computer at home, you're working from home, I was just really transparent. This gets back into how to communicate. We're going to be distracted. I raise four kids. I have a little, as you know, I have a little granddaughter at home. I know if I were at home and I had, and the baby was there or my kids were around, I would be distracted. But we're still paying you. Just do as best you can, you know, recognizing, you know, your kids are your first responsibility. So let's get back to, so we've done 10 years of shows, and I think one of the things when we first did it, because I've never run a rerun.
Okay. Never, folks.
unless it was a mistake in the studio. Every once in a while, like, there would be, I would, for some reason, like a show would be from last week, and I would call Bob Lipman or someone, hey, wait, whatever. But I've never, this, every show is fresh, if you will. And so, but my team said, well, is there enough to talk about? And so as it turns out, I'm booked out incredibly.
Yeah.
Because as you know, because you do this for a living, there is not a lacking of great organizations out there. There was not a lacking of events to promote. I know that's, you know, on pause. And then of course, the oral health messaging, we want to repeat that. So, you know, we do have a number of times we have dentists or hygienists on the show. And then, of course, very occasionally, I also like to talk about fitness. So we do a lot of shows on, winter fitness and road races. So I have my own little mini producer named Mike Pollan who sets all this up, and it's been great. So what do you think? So I have found it, as you pointed out before the commercial, for me, it's like a release from stress because, like, I'm not just talking about COVID-19. I'm just talking about my regular job too. Just to be able to converse with someone, and particularly if it's a topic that I'm current on, you just kind of get conversational, and before you know it, you have filled up a half hour. But what do you think the secret is to being a great talk show host?
Well, I think you have to stay on top of things, and I know you do that very well. And, you know, we are blessed in this state to have so many things going on, so many great organizations that we rely on a regular basis, and many of them are, you know, on my show as well as your weekly show as well. But I think, you know, you just have to, be able to be conversant in any number of topics and, stay current, stay fresh. And, I think, and you also depend on your callers as well to participate in the program and line up a great array of guests every week. So I think it's all that. It's preparation. It's execution. It's, not trying to take yourself too seriously. But then again, when the time is there, then you have to be serious about some things, like what we're going through right now in this world. So I think it's a combination of many, many things, and life experience certainly enters into it as well.
Well said. And the other part of it, for my guests, because they would be neophytes, some of them at being on the radio, I always tell them that, you know, even though I'm going to be totally prepared with my questions and background, I also ask them to be totally prepared. You wouldn't believe, and I learned this the hard way, like When I would ask someone for their website or phone number, they space it.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, and meanwhile, we're trying to promote that particular organization. So what I say is, you know, prepare as if this was your first day, you know, on the job. So you have all that information, the phone number, the website, know in addition to what questions you might want to ask me. Mm. And then I said, there'll be, you know, a certain amount of give and take, you know, particularly if we, there are fun topics like sports or oral health that I know about. When it comes to some of the not-for-profits that I'm promoting, and if I'm not quite as familiar, like, for example, I never knew about the Wright Museum, mm-hmm. which is in the Lakes region, which really is not about flying. It's about World War II history. So I do my homework to make sure, yeah. and then I can conversing with the, you know, with the director. I think the other part, don't you agree, Ken, and I know it differs, but like I feel like when you have fun and the audience can sort of feel that you're exuding, that we're having fun. I always say to you, like, you always told me, as long as you and I are having fun, like, the listening audience will kind of roll with it. So, I mean, I don't know if we have statistics and data to prove that, but what's your take on
it? No, I agree. I like to listen to other radio programs that are having fun. I mean, if you happen to, you know, be having a down day or whatever, or even just if you're going through your regular daily activities, I think you'd rather listen to something that's up-tempo and positive than somebody that's, a Debbie Downer, as it were. I think people, for the most part anyway, most people like to listen to positive people and come away learning something as well. I say on my show, Tom, that I learn something on my show every day. Now, many times it's from my great producer, J-Dog.
We don't have him to have a big head, you know? But Jay is a wealth of information, even though he's much younger than us, he has a wealth of information.
He is amazing. But sometimes it's from a caller, sometimes it's from an article that we read on the air or a guest that we have. So it's a learning process for me. I think, honestly, that I learn something new every day on my radio show. And I think that's the way it should be.
Exactly. And that's what, you know, we all as adults, I always say, you know, we need to learn from birth to the grave because, you know, both you and I are pretty well connected in the New Hampshire community. But when I line up all these not-for-profits, it's amazing what I learn. You know, and it's typical. We've talked about this. But also I found that New Hampshire residents tend, for example, I will – have Jeannie on from the Discovery Center, and it turns out, like, I'll be on the street and someone says, geez, I've never been to the Discovery Center, but I was born in New Hampshire.
Mm, yeah.
I've never been to the Flume, you know. I've never hiked the Flume. I've never been to the Capitol Center of the Arts. And so we have these jewels, literally. The Courier, just a couple weeks ago, I had the museum director from the Courier Art Museum. Well, that is, like, internationally renowned.
It is. Oh, it definitely is. Yeah.
And people haven't gone. So I think being a sort of a growing human, self-actualizing human being, not to bring in Maslow, teaching moment there, Ken. Maslow's hierarchy would actually be good in the COVID-19 because, you know, the base part of Maslow's hierarchy is, you know, safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the pinnacle is when you're being intellectually esoteric or something, but of course, if you're worried about getting infected, then you're not focusing. Which, by the way, from a leadership perspective, that's why you have to keep, you know, communications really basic. So, I mean, an employee is not going to be focusing on their job if they're worried, you know, that their family is ill or might get ill. So I just want to thank you and the station, Ken, because I've really, you know, enjoyed it, and thank you for allowing me in the studio. And I love our Friday chats. And one day when you get called up, when the major leagues start again and you get called into an assignment, I hope you allow me to host your show.
We will work it out. Whether I get called up or not, we will work it out. And I know that you'll have a number of Fridays before the year is out, I hope.
Perfect. And, of course, and Ken, one of my taglines, besides being a doting grandfather and Eddie Papowski's number one fan, is that I have the longest running show.
Yes,
on
you
Northeast,
do.
So that gives me a little pull around here, right?
Longest running show on 107.7 The Pulse with the same host and the same name.
Perfect. And right. And so listen. So if you want to get a catalog of all of those shows, and believe me, just go on anydelta.com, and you'll see that the first program was March 26, 2011, and we're current right here today, March 28th and 29th of 2020. I can't believe I'm saying 2020, Ken, but we are
never a repeat.
Never a repeat. We never mail it in. Nor does Ken on his show.
So never a best of.
Ken, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Tom, it's been my pleasure. And
keep
here's
well.
To 10 more years.
Exactly. Keep well, everybody. Keep well, Ken. I hope everybody is safe. Tom Raffio return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.